Here's Suzuki. Puck in behind the Tampa net. McDonough is on it there. Crunches it to the boards. Suzuki takes a hit from Chernak. Down to 15 seconds. Puck pinned to the corner to the right of Vasilevsky. Comes out in front. It is cleared as time winds down here in Tampa. 5 seconds remaining. Puck retrieved by Petrie. Lightning strikes twice. The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup.
Minus Three with Dave Dameshek.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for the... I didn't see you come in. Hi and hello, sports fans. Yes, football season is in full swing. Baseball's best. Now the only ones left swinging for the World Series, but now it's time for the puck to drop. We left off with Tampa winning its second straight cup. Somehow, over the Bleu Blanc et Rouge. How did they wind up in the final? And now we're on to a big new era in the NHL, ESPN, TNT, and even a brand new hockey team called the Kraken, which is singular, but it's going to be like 20 guys every night. Maybe we can make sense of that for you. In the meantime, we encourage you, nay demand, get into the Extra Points Arcade, extrapoints.com. Play against us, with us, however you choose. Of course, as of this Monday, a new Against All Odds there for you to listen to, a new Minus Three. Come Wednesday, Eddie Spaghetti and Jen Piacente with a new waiver wire. And new Extra Points coming up for you later in the week, too. All right, fellas, we got a gaggle of people ready to weigh in on the upcoming hockey season here. Just a quick refresher for you where we are if you haven't been paying attention on FanDuel.com. Here are the favorites for you. Connor McDavid, unsurprisingly, is your Hart Trophy favorite at plus 200. Nathan MacKinnon at plus 600. Auston Matthews at plus 900. The Avs are the Cup favorite, not Tampa to three-peat. The Avs are plus 550. There's Tampa right behind them at plus 650. I surmise, looking things over, that the Atlantic Division is the best division in hockey this season. That includes Tampa, the Leafs, Bruins, and Panthers. And here to break it all down for you and give you all of our best bets, what a crew. It's the Parlay Kid, Brother Bri, our resident sports philosopher, Harry, a.k.a. Hoagie Berra, and, of course, Spaghetti and Meatballs. Fellas, how are you? You ready for hockey? Where shall we begin? You know what? Age before beauty. Parlay Kid, let's start with you. And by the way, for what it's worth, in the Metro, your Islanders, I don't know if you're comfortable with this or not, are the favorite to win that and maybe even to represent the Wales Conference, nay, the Eastern Conference, in the Cup Final. How are you, fella? And give us some bets to go off.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. I think we have to come up with a hockey nickname for Harry rather than the baseball nickname. So, but before the end of the podcast, fellas, let's come up with a few for Harry. Hey, I'm going to leave it up to Brother Bri to pick the Islanders. I love the Islanders to win the Stanley Cup this year. However, I'm not going to jump on just yet. I'm not
right out of the gate. You love it.
I'll tell you why. Well, one, I'm not picking them because I'm going to wait to pick the Islanders because they have a 13 game road stand here to start the season. If they don't get off to a great start, I think you'll be able to get better odds than what you're getting right now. So I'm going to wait. Now, I could burn myself because if they get off to a great start on the road, these are only going to get worse for me, right? So I'm going to roll the dice, say they maybe get off to a mediocre start in what's an unprecedented 13-game road stand to start the season because of the new beautiful arena that's being built in Belmont. So we're going to go somewhere else here, and I know Eddie likes this. The Carolina Hurricanes is sitting at 23-1. To win the Stanley Cup, 23-1. They had the third most points in the NHL last year, won what might have been, or at least this year, is looking like the best division. We're back to those other divisions that we saw from a couple years ago. But the Hurricanes, right, they kind of resemble the Islanders. No superstars, but they put out four really good lines, have a really good coach in Rod Brind'Amour. They have a little finesse. They have some toughness. They're a team that has what it takes to win the cup. And right now you can grab them at 23-1. So I'll roll with that and maybe come back with the Islanders a little bit later.
I like that's good gambling tip right there for you. Specific to the Canes, a very likable team, no doubt. And by the way, as a side note, Gary Bettman's plan, which I was awfully cynical about for a long time, finally coming to fruition. If you watched the playoffs last year, all those Southeastern teams, those Sunbelt teams, those feel like real rivalries. I will say where the Canes are concerned, a lot of significant players go out the door. They bring some new in. I'm going to go against you there. Canes under 96.5. You get that at minus 116. Not to say that they can't make hay once the postseason starts, but I'm not as convinced that they're a juggernaut as you. You want to give us another one there, Parlay Kid?
Yeah, I will. Listen, I also like, here's a player prop that I like. So I'm going to jump to a player prop right now, and that's John Carlson of the Washington Capitals. Great defenseman. But he's sitting at 70.5 points for the season. He's only gone over this number once in his entire career. He's getting a little older, might require some more rest. And any type of injury, any type, puts this under. So I just don't see a defenseman. And if you look at some of the defenseman's numbers, Hedman is over 64.5 points. Fox of the Rangers might be 65.5 points. We're requiring a lot of these defensemen to put up these type of points. I mean, my team, the New York Islanders, might not even have one of their offensive players put up that many points, let alone these defensemen. And they're capable of doing it, but any type of injury, and it's not happening. So we're taking Carlson at minus 114 under 70.5 points. That's too much for a defenseman.
I like that one. And you know what? Just so that you don't have to sit there and listen to the rest of us flap our gums the rest of the way here, PK, you sit tight and let's go on to the aforementioned Brother Bry and see if he pays off what you promised he would. Are you really going to go, Brother Bry, with the Isles to win it all?
Well, I do really like the Isles to win it all at 15-1. Look, this team is made for the playoffs, right? I mean, I think, you know, Parlay Kid was saying, you know, it's a tough early stretch, but I think they'll get through that. I mean, you got to like the additions that they added. You know, adding Chara, I know he's 150 years old, but just makes sense for this type of team to add some defensive depth. You know, you're going to have Anders Lee healthy. The additions last year, Palmieri and Parisi, obviously helped this team. Again, regular season, it's not as important. Like, I wouldn't necessarily look at the President's Cup or President's Trophy, but this team at 15-1, built for the playoffs. I mean, I feel like this is the one team in the East that really could knock out the Lightning. I don't really see it from a lot of these other teams.
I do want to get in. I'll push back on that in a little bit. I want to go around the wheel here a little bit. Let's go to Harry next here, who's labeled himself the Quebec Nordique. I don't understand, because everybody else has some fun, cute little nicknames and stuff up here. You've claimed an entire franchise and a non-existent one at that. But okay, we don't have to get bogged down with that. Give us your first best bet for this NHL season. And by the way, I should mention, I should do this. I don't know how to stretch these out here. Let's go. When we're talking to one of the against all odds guys, you should support them. Bet them. FanDuel.com/AAO. And then when we get to spaghetti, meatballs, and Damashek, you should support us with -3, the word minus the number 3. Harry, hit us with your first best bet for this NHL season.
Okay, guys, here we go. Let's go. Listen, Dave, everyone else here on the panel knows about this. You may not know so much, but Darren has a ridiculous man crush for Rams head coach Sean McVay. So, and I've taken a little heat over the past year or two, because I kind of have won a little bit here in hockey for Leon Draisaitl. I think that I love him over 109.5 points. I got him winning the heart. And I know he's behind Connor McDavid in all stats, but there is no Connor McDavid if there isn't a Leon Draisaitl. And the guy is fourth in goals last year, second in points overall. I love this guy. It's a great 1-2 combo, probably easily the best in hockey. I'm going to go Draisaitl to win the heart at 19-1, and also over 109.5 points at minus 114.
I mean, that's a specious contention, I think. There's no McDavid if there's not Draisaitl? I think you might say the other way around, but okay.
Definitely. Well, nah, I don't know.
You're right, Dave.
I'm also that.
McDavid doesn't get all those points if Drysdale's not doing all the work.
I do agree with all you about the best 1-2 punch, since the one guy is clearly the best in the league. I was trying to think of somebody. I guess Matthews and Marner would be the closest second, or if we could get in the Wayback Machine, go a half decade, we could go Geno Malkin and Kid Crosby, but we're in 2021, and that brings me to Mr. Meatballs himself. He was up there on the Long Island. Now he's in SoCal living the good life. Meatballs, pick it up here for us. Give us your first best bet of the season.
Well, I can piggyback off of Brother Bri and Harry here. I do like – all right, so for the Islanders, I do like them to win the Cup. I don't have much to add in terms of that. But I will disagree with Parlay Kid on what he said in terms of they don't have a superstar of the Islanders. I think they do, and that's Matt Barzal. So you might as well take the Islanders to win the Cup and then take Barzal to go over points, which is 68.5 and minus 114. I think this is going to be a breakout year for him. I think he had 45 and 55 games last year. So, and that's with playing with Leo Komarov on his top line. So he's got Lee back. It's going to be an upgraded power play. You know, you'll have Parisi, Wallstrom going full force, so I think he'll get a bunch of points. So I like them to win the Cup. When we were in Vegas for Sal's party, I did place a pretty hefty bet on them, so we're going with that. And then to piggyback off of Harry, I do like the Oilers to win the Pacific Division at plus 500. You got McDavid, you got Dreisaitl. The only thing that would scare me a little bit is their goaltending, but listen, McDavid and Dreisaitl got to get it done at some point, so why not this year?
They better get it done at some point.
And you know what? I think as a broad statement, I like Edmonton this year. That noise has gotten – it's reached the point of saturation now. It is time. And when you have – I mean, I don't put Dreisaitl. I like him. He's a bull of a player.
Last two full seasons, 107, 110 points.
The story is Connor McDavid. It's time for him to get over the hump. I think he makes a deep playoff run this year and silences the cynics out there. It's at that place. If you kind of look at the trajectory of all time greats, at some point you break through when you've tired of the outside noise. It's about time. And in that division, I like their chances.
Dave, what do you say about
get in a good spot?
McDavid's point total is 120.5. What do you think, Dave?
I'm going over. I think the worm turns back in favor of offense. It didn't yield the results I expected to, the Lightning notwithstanding. I was just over the moon with the possibilities for what the postseason could be, the shootouts that we were going to see. And instead, we got a lot of defensive-minded teams, Barry Trotz and ruining games from where I sat, obviously, as a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. I think the blue shirts are coming, and that brings me to Eddie Spaghetti. I like these offensive-minded teams. I like the Leafs this year. I think the Caps actually regress even further than where they are. I think we continue to hold them up because of the name brand players that they have, but I don't think that – I think there's a real shot they miss the playoffs. Eddie Spaghetti, take it away. Your first bet or two, if you wish to share them, with the fellas and everyone watching right now.
Sure, I'll give you some of my best bets, or rather smartest bets to make, but I will say, PK with the Carolina Hurricanes pick. I love that pick. I actually like them too, over 96.5 points. They ranked their forwards ranked near the top 10. Their defense, same thing. If their goalie, the Ranta Anderson situation is a little bit better. I really like them a lot. They're a younger core. They have some great offensive-minded defensemen, which is always good for a team to score points, and they did have a fantastic season, and you mentioned great coaching there too, so I do like that Carolina Hurricanes team. I was joking with Meatballs before we started this up that we all want to give out these savvy picks here, but we're afraid to talk a little chalk, and I'm not afraid to talk a little chalk here. And no matter where you read or listen, everyone's talking about the Colorado Avalanche being by far the best team, and I do agree. And now I'm not saying they're going to win the Cup. I'm not sure how they're going to fare in the later rounds of playoffs. We all know what happens. Guys have broken bones or taping up their playing. It's really, you need a goalie to stand in their head. Just craziness always happens. This is why playoff hockey is by far the best. But if you want a smart bet, the first one is the President's Trophy, most points in the NHL. You got to give it to the Avalanche +250. I think they're going to be a great regular season team. Injuries notwithstanding. And then speaking of the Avalanche, and it doesn't really pay me to say this, but I think you know, a few years back, you remember the seasons where the Norris Trophy could have went to like Drew Doughty or Erik Karlsson, the same two names always there, good defensively, but really great offensive-minded defensemen. And I think this era of hockey is now with the Adam Fox and Cale Makar as defensemen. So I like Cale Makar, who was very close to winning it last year. Obviously, my guy Adam Fox did win it, but I like Cale Makar. He's plus 400 to win the Norris Trophy, to win the Norris. And if you want to give a Rangers pick, since I'm giving out a player trophy, this is a little bit of a long shot, and I have reasons behind, but Artemi Panarin, the Breadman, plus 2,000 to win the Hart Trophy. I know it's tough with guys like McDavid scoring 1,000 points in a season, but if you look at Panarin, never played a full season with the Rangers yet. Obviously, last year with the Putin story, one of the weirdest things to happen in an NHL season. The other big factor, too, is Mika Zibanejad was dealing with some, you know, longer-term COVID issues, lost a bunch of weight, wasn't himself until midway through the season, and he was awesome. I also expect with the play of Kapokako, who's, like, gained 20 pounds of muscle, and Alexi Lafreniere being better than he was his rookie year, that's going to help Panarin score points, too, especially in the power play. He's sixth all-time in points per 60 minutes. The bread man. So I love him to win the Hart there. So there's my smart picks, and there's my my gut pick with the bread man.
Well, I thought yeah, Eddie wanted the Rangers to go under the radar this year. I thought he just said,
look,
said
he's
that.
Too good. He's a shining star, the bread man. I got to give him his props.
Well, you know, if I could just jump in, because one of the other things I like is the Rangers not to make the playoffs at plus 128. I don't know. I think that's really good value for a team that. What have they really shown you over the last 4-plus years? Not much. A lot of expectations usually let you down. Kind of like the way the Mets were going. It's the same with a lot of these New York teams. When there's a little bit of hype to follow the team, the Mets, the Jets, the Rangers, they always seem to let you down. So there's some hype following this Ranger team right now. New coach. They got tougher. They picked up some tougher players. I don't think they got more skill on the team. Maybe a little bit less skill. I don't think they make the playoffs this year out of that division. Plus 128.
I'm with you. Hey, PK, who's their coach?
Well, Gallant. I love Gallant. I think he's a great coach.
And what'd he do his first year with the Knights?
He's done a fantastic job anywhere he's been, but there's got to be something missing with this guy. They left him on the side of a road down in Florida, wherever he was on the road trip when he was with the Panthers. They left him to pick up a taxi. They fired him on the spot when the team was like in having a great season. They just sent him packing. Something missing with him. He was an Islander assistant at one time too. But the Rangers got to show me something and prove it to me. It's like it was the same story with the Mets this year. I felt like in baseball, everybody was jumping on it. Not that everybody's jumping on the Rangers. But there is a little bit, you know, I think that plus 128 to not make the playoffs, it's not justified. It's just not justified.
I think there is a trend that you can go through the decades with puck that, and I always talk about the NBA is a progressive league. You don't just come out of nowhere and make a finals run. You build to that over the years. The playoffs in the NHL are a different thing. They can be kind of random, the results. But what wins out over the course of a season, it does take a minute to build to something. You can have a ton of skill, and there are a lot of teams that you can point to with that. The early 90s Rangers were one of those teams. It took them a bit to finally get over the hump. The early 90s Pittsburgh Penguins, the Edmonton Oilers took a while to build to that. They gotta go through some wars and steel themselves before they get there. The Rangers are on their way, I have no doubt. I'm not as cynical as PK is about them. It wouldn't stun me, though, in that division if they did miss out. Or get in as the four seed. I don't think they're suddenly going to take over and overwhelm the rest of the competition in that division. I will say we're talking miss the playoffs bets. I just mentioned them. The Capitals plus 120. That's interesting because I just think the casual fan hears the name of Ovechkin and the rest of the stars, and they assume that they're a certainty for the playoffs. Look at the other teams in that division, though. I like Pittsburgh to get into the playoffs, by the way, as a good bet, especially with the noise that that Crosby is going to be back very soon, maybe even as soon as Tuesday. That's maybe a little premature. I'll give you one, though. If we're talking good value, I like the deal. I like the statement by the Florida Panthers to lock up Alexander Barkov. I like their skill guys, Huberdeau and the rest of them. I think that the statement, as they say, that they're looking to make Miami, Florida a destination for high-end NHL players, that's a good first statement there. And I like the Panthers. If you want a long shot, Panthers to the Cup Final at plus 500. And I'll explain that one to you. I think that especially anytime a team makes a cup run, they're going to be fatigued the following season early on. You make two cup runs, you're playing a lot more games than the competition within your division in all likelihood. The Islanders, by the way, have made two deep playoff runs in a row themselves. They didn't get to the final either time, but they've been banging around in the playoffs in a couple straight seasons here. I think that fatigue and otherwise emotional and physical, of course, maybe limits where the Lightning go this year. Maybe it's time for teams like the Panthers and the Leafs to make cup runs. Good value there. Panthers in the cup final, plus 500. Leafs, plus 220. I know it wouldn't please ESPN and TNT and the new network partners, but I think an all-Canada final, Connor McDavid against the Leafs would be about as juicy in terms of quality of play and offense and otherwise that the league could get. I think that's a fun bet to go. Let's continue around the wheel. Back to you, Meatballs. How say you? What's another bet you want to throw in?
Well, to make or miss the playoffs, one thing that was really surprising to me is the Kraken being minus 102 to not make the playoffs. I think... It's interesting because when you watch the draft and stuff, I think everyone agreed that this team is not very good, and I think that's still the case. I know Vegas kind of had a similar situation. They got better before the season started, but I don't think Seattle's really added anyone to make them great. So I really do like them to not make the playoffs at minus 102. I think it's a little bit odd, I guess. I don't know if Vegas thinks that – they'll follow a similar trend in terms of the Vegas Knights, but I don't think that will be the case, and I like them to miss the playoffs.
I'll jump in there quickly with that, just because I totally agree with Meatball. Yeah, the focus was everyone's like, Seattle's going to not draft anyone great, not take anyone great, not sign any players for the future, for using the road to use that cap space to sign players and develop players, and they'll trade picks for assets. But that those moves like never came. They just really took bad players. I'm totally with them. I think it's a really bad oversight to get that the number like that.
I don't know. Ronnie Francis, year one, I think expectations are through the roof because of what the Vegas Knights did. I don't think you see a repeat of that in Seattle. A couple of things. I will say, I like the uniform. I love the uniforms.
I know.
I thought the white sweater, I knew that the dark one would be nice, but the white sweater is heavenly. Now, as much as I like the uniforms, that's how much I dislike the name. A singular name again, NHL. It's terrible. The Kraken is a mythical beast, singular. Now you have 20 guys representing one beast. It makes no sense. How say you guys?
I think it fits. I mean, the nickname, like the crack house, the crack den, the crackheads, they're like all those. I mean, I find that pretty funny. And I think the team's gonna, the city will.
You think that's what they're going for?
Yeah.
You think that's what they want in Seattle? Look, we're embracing it. Remember in the early 90s when grunge rock was all the thing? We're getting back to that with our hockey team now.
Well, what
is drug abuse?
The blue's a little too light too, a little too, I don't know, expecting a little harsher, you know, green mixed with the blue. I don't know.
Dave, what did you want the name to be? Was there a specific name you wanted Seattle to go with?
Yeah, the Yellow Ledbetters, something like that. Something that pays tribute to the grunge era would have been great, right? What I suggested was make right what Pearl Jam had to drop 30 years ago, become the Seattle Mookie Blaylocks. That would have been fun. All right, Brother Bry, go ahead.
They will have an awesome home field advantage too, though. I will say the ticket prices and like the sellouts, I mean, those fans are gonna, they're rabid fan bases who love like even soccer up there, MLS soccer. So I mean, that is one thing. Players coming there, you're gonna have a tough time.
Hey, Nick, Gary Bettman, word of advice: you see how the Southwest is Southeast has worked out so neatly. Move the Anaheim Ducks or the Phoenix Coyotes up to Portland. Then you'll have the Pacific Northwest, rivalries with Vancouver. Yeah. Yes. It'd just be great. Yes, Harry.
Guys, before my phone dies, which I forgot.
Or you, either one or the other.
Let me get my two in here real quick. They both have to do with Vegas. One of my old hometowns. Let's go first, Robin Leonard, 19-1 for the Vezina Cup. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder anymore at Fleury as he's gone. Goal against average last season, still very impressive at 2.29. And in 2018-19, Parlay Kid with the Islanders, he had 6 shutouts, his career high. Still can get it done, so I'm going to give him a shot at 19-1. And also, why not the Knights at 7-1 to win the Cup? One of the most all 4 seasons they've been in the league, complete fantastic seasons, great wingers in Stone and Tuch. They also have great defenders in McNabb, Pietrangelo, Shea Theodore, led the NHL in goals against last season, best goal differential last season, fantastic defensively. They play that slowdown game. I got Las Vegas at 7-1.
I don't think that's good for hockey. I'm rooting against that. I like high flying teams. I want that to, I want the things to bounce back in that direction this year for the good of the sport, especially with it getting a brighter light on it than it's gotten the last few years. I know my Canadian picks don't really work out in favor of that, but the brand of hockey, hockey wasn't saved or wasn't elevated in terms of national or television ratings because the Rangers played the Kings 6 years ago. Those are the two big markets. It didn't magically turn it in because both teams.
Those were boring games.
All due respect, Eddie Spaghetti's King Henrik. The games weren't good. They were who can score the fewest goals? How much oxygen can we take out of the joint and make these games as lacking in entertainment as possible? Don't laugh at that, PK, because that's exactly what Trotz is doing up in on the island too.
Vegas.
I don't
baby.
Like any of it. All right, Harry. Maybe sit quietly. It'll be interesting to see if you can exist. Slowly, and your phone can exist through these last few picks.
Still
Brother Bry, you have any more you want to float for everybody here?
Yeah, you talked about it before, but like how tough the East is going to be. So I like the Flyers not to make the playoffs at -130. When I went through all the teams, this was my favorite bet. You know, the Metropolitan is loaded. Especially, you know, the Atlantic is loaded too, right? So you got to figure 4 teams between the Lightning, Leafs, Bruins, Panthers, and Canadians. At least 4 are coming out of that Atlantic, right? And that leaves at most 4 spots for the Metropolitan. Now, you can say Washington might be down. Maybe Pittsburgh regresses. You could say a little bit. I'm not convinced that happens yet. But then you still got the Islanders, the Hurricanes. I do think the Rangers are going to at least be – think they're going to be like the 7th or 8th team in the playoffs there in the East. So the Flyers last year had 58 points in 56 games. I don't see how they got drastically better. So I think you get a lot of value even at -130 not to make the playoffs. I think I'm going to load up on this one.
I think that's an interesting play because they're a big X factor in seeding and who's going to be in and the teams that are probably that I anticipate being close to scratching it out for one of those last playoff spots, namely the Caps, the Penguins, the Rangers. The Flyers loom there, and everybody ignores them because of last season. Hart was supposed to be the savior finally between the pipes. But if he gets right, they fixed up the blue line a little bit, a year's more experience there. I wouldn't be surprised if the Flyers come back in a pretty big way. I wouldn't be surprised. I like the Isles to take the division. I wouldn't be surprised if the Flyers slot in there right behind them. In the regular season, that is, at least. PK, how say you?
Yeah, look, I got one more here. This is for the Calder Trophy, Rookie of the Year. Dave, you might like this one because you talked about the Florida Panthers. Well, the Florida Panthers might have a new goalie in town, and Spencer Knight. He came on at the end of the year last year, won 4 games for the Panthers, played pretty well in his 2 playoff games. Bobrovsky has not really gotten it done, at least in the last year or so down there. This kid, I think right now, I'm hearing he's the starter. I mean, he's 20 years old. He's on a good team with a good defense. Even if he's not the starter, but he goes, say, 40 games or so, splits time, maybe gets hot, so they ride the hot end. He starts 50 games for this team. They make the playoffs. He puts up the numbers that he showed last year at 9-1. To win the Calder Trophy might be a great, you know, because a lot of the times these guys, they come from these teams that, you know, they were able to put up some good numbers, but they weren't a losing team. This guy's going to be on a winning team. Like you said, the Panthers are good. They are legit. And this kid's going to get a lot of publicity as a 20-year-old hotshot out of Boston College. Right. So I like him at 9-1. I'd grab him now.
I like, man, I like young wheels, and I really like young goaltenders. It's one of those spots in sports, and you don't know until you throw them into the fire. But sometimes the youngsters don't know how big the spot is. Patrick Waugh obviously comes to mind, Ken Dryden way back, Sean Burke, and otherwise. It's sometimes, if that's the missing link for a team, the youngster between the pipes ends up playing savior on some level. I'm with you about Bobrovsky. That's the question mark I have with them. Good pick there. If anybody has any final picks, share them now, because Harry may not survive to hear them much longer.
I got one. I got one quick. See if I can beat the clock here, guys. It doesn't make any sense to me. Nikita Kucherov's over under goals this year is 38.5 at -114, both ways. Or unders 38.5. I'm sorry, at -114. He had 33 goals last year, but they only played 56 games. He missed 8 games. He only played 48. Full season now. Why is it his over under only 38 when he scored 38 last year? They're just going to, I mean, I know Point can be a guy who can be the MVP of this team, and Stamkos is healthy. Palat and Corey Perry are solid. They bring solid veteran leadership to the team. But why is it so low?
I think you just told us why. There's a lot of firepower.
But he had 33 in 48 games last year.
You're messing that up, right? Didn't he miss? He missed the whole regular season, though.
Yeah, he didn't come back till.
He had that.
That was the big story. Was 2 years. His first game was
the Astros of the NHL.
They pulled some jive. Stamkos too.
I guess
you're thinking 2 years ago.
Yeah, Harry's phone should have died a few minutes ago.
Oh, it's a great shot of him, though.
But it's fun.
And he vanishes with that. You didn't have to stay here for that.
But I did
making
actually,
fun of his terrible opinions that are not fact based.
It's funny because I did actually like the Kucherov under 102.5 points, just because I do think all these over unders for the player points, they're extremely high. They don't seem to be factoring in the injuries that much, and that was the thing, right? Kucherov missed last season. I know he came back and played well in the playoffs, but you know, he only went over this number of 102.5 once in his career, albeit he went way over. But again, missed the season because of hip surgery. I think even in the playoffs, it seemed like every game he was getting banged up or something was wrong with him. So I think they try to, you know, I don't think Tampa Bay's out there, you know, wants him out there and killing him every night. So I think, you know, they'll try and keep him fresh. They'll limit his games that maybe here or there, or he might just get injured. So 102.5 to me was just really high.
All right. And you know what? Since everybody else talked up their team a little bit, I mentioned the Penguins. I won't go deep dive on them. I do think they have some young skill that can help bridge the gap. I know Crosby, it's a phrase people keep applying to him. I think it's apt. He's going to age like a fine wine. He's not going to fall off some cliff. Geno Malkin might. We probably have seen his best days, but he is still a force. Even on a bum knee against your Islanders, he came in and brought a physical presence that they were lacking. The question with the Penguins that you're betting on is, does Tristan Jarry get right? Is he going to be halfway decent between the pipes? I suspect he will be at minimum for regular season. We'll worry about him in the postseason. And last thing, can anybody answer this trivia question? In October 11th, 1984, the greatest hockey player of all time scored his first goal on his first shift on his first shot. Do you know who that is?
I want to avoid talking about
it. It was Mario Lemieux, you skunks.
Let me throw up before we...
I had to bring... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a couple more before we wrap up. I know Harry's bringing up Kucherov and the Lightning. Oh. I actually have a bet on the Lightning's actual best player, and that's Andrei Vasilevskiy for Vezina. Another chalky pick for me. I believe Vasilevskiy had +300 to win the Vezina, so the Athletic did a very interesting survey where they pulled players, GMs, coaches, goalie coaches, and they ranked the top goalies in the league. And the only goalie with a perfect score, the number one overall, was Andrei Vasilevskiy. Said he is the mold of what a goalie should look like. He is head and shoulders above every single person in the NHL. They compared him to Tom Brady, fellow Tampa Bay resident, to Andrei Vasilevskiy. They said if the team went down without Stamkos or Hedman or Kucherov or Point, it wouldn't matter as much as if they lost Vasilevskiy. So, the Lightning are going to be a great team again. And when this is coming from NHL people inside the NHL, I really do trust that. So I love of that as a player prop. Another player prop that I do like going to the Calder, Trevor Zegras, you know, Anaheim Ducks, who knows what they're going to be like. But the thing about him is he dominated in the AHL last year. They called him up, had 13 points in 24 games, really good pace for a young center. And the Anaheim Ducks as a team, their goals per 60 minutes go way up with him on the ice. So it's probably at a rate too high. They'll find level somewhere. But I mean, they have a lot of good young talent. I like him a lot, you know, with that team. And my last one for a cup pick, and I know I talked about the Avalanche before, but if you want to get somebody with a little bit better odds, a team that has a lot of expectations, and Sheck, you were talking about them, but the Toronto Maple Leafs plus 1,100 to win the cup. If you look at their analytics where they rank, their forwards, defense, and goalies are all in the top three. Not many teams could say that, because that's pretty strong to be a team that's that even. Mitch Marner, another guy who my buddy Vic, who told me to bring this up. If Austin Matthews is going to have a great, you know, maybe a Hart level season, well, you got to look at Mitch Marner for maybe Art Ross most points. You're going to play in a line with him,
I was just going to say this. That's exactly right. And by the way, they split votes too. So if you want a value guy who's not high up on the board, because Matthews is dinged a little bit by Marner, as you say, and Draisaitl and McDavid can conceivably cancel each other out, McKinnon's a good bet because of that. But Kaprizov doesn't that you know, he has a chance to put up a big, as they try to turn over into being more offensive themselves. He might be an interesting play. Sorry to interrupt you there, Spaghetti, sure. But I agree with this.
In summation, I mean, Campbell at goalie is getting towards that elite level. Their defense is really as solid as it gets. I mean, they have a couple elite players at forward. They're a relatively deep team, too, at forward. And yeah, the Atlantic is tough. You could argue maybe some of the rosters got a little bit worse besides theirs, but it's still a tough division. But I like the Leafs, and I think if they're going to have a window to win a cup and bring it back to Canada, I think the Leafs are probably their best bet in the next few seasons, and maybe this one if they could overtake the Avalanche and others.
It's got that weight of everybody. I mean, it's the capital of hockey, Toronto. Everybody obsessing over that team and their failures. At some point, don't they have to get over the hump? No, they don't have to, but maybe this is the year that they will. It would be a fun final, at least, if we could see Connor McDavid versus that bunch there. Final thoughts, or have we already said enough there, fellas?
Well, I'd like to add one more Stanley Cup long shot here, another Canadian team. I do like the Winnipeg Jets at 41-1. They're interesting because I think they have one of the best top six in the whole NHL. I was pretty high on them last year, and they do have a top-notch goalie in Hellebuck. So, I mean, to make the playoffs, they're only minus 136 as a yes, which I do like as well. And I do think Mark Scheifele, who is 60-1 to win the Hart, I think he's a very good player. His stats go up every year, and he's a more than a point-per-game player. So I know he's suspended for the first game, but, you know, in 81 games, I think he'll eclipse probably 85 points. And, you know, playing with Ehlers, Kopp, Wheeler, and a few other guys, I think the Jets are an interesting play.
I think, though, ESPN would, like, try to return the sport. Like, is this still good? Do we have a year receipt on this? The Winnipeg Jets? This is not what we signed up for. Please, just take it back. Let's pretend it never happened, right? All right. Brother Bry and the PK. I love the observation. That's right. You're going to get better odds because the Islanders surely are going to struggle. And by the way, there's something in those first 13 games. That's the way it goes. You want to play that brand of puck, it's hard to carry that through 82 games. That's why they make their hay once they get into the postseason, when they take the oxygen away. Early returns on playing that, guys want to get out there and skate, use their wheels. They don't want to play some dumb system. And it's shameful that you cheer for that.
Should we have a season long Rangers versus Islanders season series bet again?
Oh yes,
I'm willing to maybe do that. And I will respond. I feel like I'm hogging this show, and I apologize to our listeners because everyone else knows way more than I do. But my retort to, I mean, clearly, first of all, Islanders, they're the class of the division. I'm not going to argue there, especially in the regular season, but I do think last year dealing with,
which is ironic since they don't have anyone who could probably make the top 20 on the rest of the teams. But
it's a great solid overall team, and good goaltending at the right time is what matters, and coaching is
now
great.
Their top pair is maybe the best That's the strat. Oh, too much swooning over the fourth line checkers. But I do think that the blue line is for real there in the goaltending. And I love Barzal. He is fun to watch.
He is.
I will say to defend my Rangers and the expectations, and PK is 100% right. Like, there have to be expectations. That's why they totally overhauled the coach and the GM. It seems like there was some kind of disconnect with Quinn, who I was a fan of, obviously being a former BU Terriers head coach, coming to the Rangers. But it seems like the statements made by the players post season ending, they were saying like, now we have a real coach, and it seems like Gallant has a better control of them. And they clearly made a shift in their philosophy, and they sold Buchnevich high. They brought in more physical guys like Goodrow and Reeves on the bottom end of that lineup. They're bringing more talent on the defensive side. Niles Lundqvist, get used to that name. He's going to be awesome. And I think, you know, without no weird season long stories that Panarin had, he's, you know, fully safe, and everyone, his family and friends are safe, because that was very strange. No COVID worries with Zibanejad again, who is now locked up for another 8 years or whatever it is. And the Rangers now have this cohesive unit with, I guess, a better coaching staff. So I think there were some hiccups last year, a very strange season. So I think if there was a bet for best dark horse team or team to exceed expectations, this is not. I've been pretty negative at my team as of late, but this is the one team I feel pretty good about. So I think they're gonna shock some people here. So I feel good about the blue shirts.
All right, you better go though, Spaghetti. You got to go pick up Gallant on the side of the road in Florida somewhere. You got to make that happen before anything else. But start on the first.
He brought Vegas to the promised land year one. I think the Rangers have a lot more talent than that Knights team did. So I feel pretty good about it.
All right, good stuff, everybody. You heard their voices there. If you want to ride with one of the AAO boys, go to FanDuel.com/AAO. Bet and ride with them. Or if you like Spaghetti, Meatballs, or Damashek's opinions, why don't you go to FanDuel.com/-3, the word minus the number 3. More AAO coming at you all through the week. Make sure you're betting along with us at ExtraPoints.com. And on the arcade, football, college football, all the rest of it, great prop bets, quizzes, and so on and so forth. And enjoy hockey season, fellas. Good luck to your teams, and we'll see you come springtime when it really starts getting heated up. Maybe not the Rangers, but our teams. Our teams. Thanks so much, sports fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.